KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national, happy to be here. It's a blessing to be with you. If you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation, give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And, of course, it wouldn't be a normal Friday, even a Friday in August, if we didn't have a Friday news dump like there always is. El Trompito de Naldas Magas, the 45th president of these United States and now 47th president, has infamous, right, in his first term for dropping major news with, with implications on lots of things on a Friday. And today was no different. Today, many of us woke up to the story that there was an FBI raid on John Bolton's home. Now, John Bolton, former ambassador, former national security advisor, famously fell out with Trump. And more than anything, he's famous for that mustache. He's the only guy I know that has a Twitter account just for his mustache, at Bolton's mustache. And I've always thought that was pretty funny. But Bolton, now being investigated for, or at least this raid is part of an investigation, into a leak of classified documents. Interesting stuff going on here. Some people say this was stunning. I don't know if it was stunning, but interesting for sure. And he's an anti-Trump guy now. He's often on CNN saying, you know, how bad the president is. And, of course, he's taking to the media and his people and others, you know, in his corner are saying that this is because of, not him himself, but his people, his supporters, saying that this is some sort of retaliation for him turning against Trump. Well, I would say that's silly, because why waste the ammo, right? Why take the shot if they're not going to find something? You know, if they're going to find something. Typically, when the FBI does these things in such a public way, right, where it, you know, hits the news early and all that, this is, this was no Roger Stone raid. Let's not get it twisted. They didn't call CNN and say, hey, come with us, let's go over here, you know, which is how the Democrats did it. But nonetheless, they're following the facts. and it's going to take them where they go. Now, this investigation isn't new. It goes back to the first Trump administration, but it was shut down when Joe Biden took office. And despite there was already a grand jury involved and several leading suspects in the matter, politics played a role, took it out. I'm giving you the update from redstate.com. So that's that. Now they're picking up where they left off. This case, you know, was originally, I think, shut down by a judge. But there's more, right? It's like, but wait, there's more. It's kind of like D.C. So it's always interesting how they criticize President Trump for having classified documents. Of course, he's the only guy that's allowed to have the classified documents, because when you're president and you are the executive branch, you get to classify and declassify and do all sorts of things. And I know we've had this argument. I've had it with several people where people say, you know, he can't just arbitrarily classify and declassify. And so then the question becomes, oh no, why not? And it's not because he's Trump. Obama can do it. Anybody can do it. Why? Because that's the law, right? You are it. You're the chief executive of the federal government. You are the executive branch. Everybody else is your helper. I'm not, you know, saying that in layman's terms. That's basically what the statutorily, that's what that is. So how does anybody else, Joe Biden, who was vice president, doesn't have that authority. Ambassador Bolton, he doesn't have that authority. So why would he get on TV, you know, when this whole thing was happening a few years ago, and sit there and, you know, try and beat up El Trumpito? Well, political points, an axe to grind, a bone to pick, whatever. I think the quote from him is, I don't think he cared about the classification system. I don't think he appreciated the sensitivity of this information. He liked cool things. He saw things. So he shared them. Right? This is Bolton trying to trivialize Trump, trying to paint Trump in a certain light. Right? A light as if he's some sort of man-child. Like he's some sort of person that's not accomplished, not intelligent, that makes these irrational decisions. And I have to look at that and say, the media's historically done this, right? They said, oh, yes, President Trump went and he grabbed the steering wheel from the beast. I mean, you can't even get into that part of the car from there. But, again, nobody cared about the facts when Charity Hutchison and her fake phony fraud story were being told. Same thing like with this. So Bolton is likely, I'm going to say likely, this is my opinion, likely going to be liable for everything that he said Trump was doing. Isn't that something? I know this comes as no surprise to those of you who listen to the program regularly and follow the news. That's how Democrats work. They say, you're doing this, he's doing that. And then the mirror comes out, and it turns out they're the ones doing it. It's projectionism 101. That's how they do it. And it doesn't end, right? It seems like they haven't figured it out yet. Maybe they could accuse him of something else that they're not doing. But nah, why would they do that? Anyway, you guys remember there was a big U-turn. A tractor trailer did a U-turn, big fatal accident a couple of days back. And Secretary Rubio now freezing all visas for truck drivers. So if you're coming to the United States on a visa to drive a truck, you're not. That's not happening. And again, I don't know if this is good or bad. I would presume that you got to look at this stuff and see what's going on. I don't think, I mean, I can't imagine that every last person that is applying for a visa to be a truck driver has an inability to read in English. And that's my thought. That could be extraordinarily naive of me, perhaps. But I don't think that's the case. But I think it's warranted to freeze them to figure it out and say, you know, let's look at this. How many others is our screening process right? Are they coming in? And just because they have a qualification in another country, does that mean that they're able to do that work here? Do we need to add a new layer of testing? I think all of these questions are appropriate to be asked and figure out. So, okay, very good. No problem. I don't know where that goes, but if freezing those things will help prevent another accident, great. I don't know that it will, because many of these people are here, right, that are on visas to drive trucks. So my hope is that we'll figure out a better system to be able to vet those things and figure it out, because that was not cool, right? I mean, accidents do happen all the time, and you get people doing stupid things all the time, irrespective of their status in the country. But my philosophy has always been, we have enough stupid people, right? Or at least we have enough people doing stupid things. We don't need to import them. And if you're an imported person that is here on a visa, the last thing we need is for you to contribute to a problem that's already ongoing, right? Stupid drivers. No shortage of stupid drivers in the United States. We don't need to bring those in by way of a visa. So as we learn more, you'll learn more. We'll talk about it a little bit more. President Trump says Ukraine has no...
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Grammer. Wounded Warrior Project supports injured veterans by connecting them with fellow warriors, by serving them through mental health and wellness programs, and by empowering them to live on their own terms. No one should face a battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Now 1 minute, and then you could play the music at 30. Yep, thanks. America, welcome back. And I wanted to play an audio clip of President Trump, but our control room's having a little bit of difficulty with that. Control room, do we have this clip of President Trump? Could somebody let me know if we have the Trump audio? Cut number one? All right, well, if we don't have it, we do. All right, let us go with Trump today in the Oval Office. Listen to this.
I saw it on television this morning. I'm not a fan of John Bolton. He's a real sort of a lowlife. When I hired him, he served a good purpose because, as you know, he was one of the people that forced Bush to do the ridiculous bombings in the Middle East. The Bolton, he wants to always kill people. And he's very bad at what he does, but he worked out great for me because every time he doesn't talk, he's like a very quiet person, except on television. If he could say something bad about Trump, he'll always do that. But he really doesn't talk. He's quiet. And I'd walk into a room with him with a foreign country, and the foreign country would give me everything because they said, oh, no, they're going to get blown up because John Bolton's there. He's not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out. I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
Do you expect the DOJ to brief you on this?
Yeah, they'll brief me, probably today sometime.
And the foreign minister...
I don't want to. I tell Pam and I tell the group. I don't want to know, but just you have to do what you have to do. I don't want to know about it. It's not necessary. I could know about it. I could be the one starting it. I'm actually the chief law enforcement officer. But I feel that it's better this way.
That's President Trump giving some reaction to John Bolton and the allegations that he may have some classified documents and the FBI raid on his home today. And I want to get some reaction to that as well as some other geopolitical matters from our guest. Rebecca Kaufler is with us. She's a former Defense Intelligence Agency intelligence officer, and she's author of the book Putin's Playbook, and she's the host of the Censored But Not Silenced podcast. Rebecca Kaufler, welcome back. Rebecca Kaufler, going once, going twice. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you great.
All right, great. Let's control room, let's get a little volume on Rebecca Kaufler so that everybody else can hear her. And Rebecca, yes. What do you think about what happened today with President Trump, his reaction saying, I don't know what's going on, blah, 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 but, you know, they're going to look at it. I think the bigger story is not so much the president's commentary, but more so the fact that the former national security advisor is being investigated for having classified documents. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, John Bolton wrote a book based on a lot of classified information in which he made absolutely ridiculous claims about President Trump. Total lies. Some of he made like 10 outrageous claims that Trump wanted to help from China to win re-election, that Trump actually was very close to quitting NATO, that Trump didn't know that, or thought rather that Finland was part of Russia, all sorts of absolutely ridiculous things. Oh, and that another one, that Trump didn't know that UK, Britain, was a nuclear power. But that's not even the main point. The reason why this whole feud between Trump and Bolton originated is because President Trump fired Bolton. He fired him because Bolton, as President Trump himself said, is a crazy warmonger. He advocated regime change by the United States and Iran, Syria, Libya, North Korea. And so President Trump just wants justice, not just for himself, but he wants to demonstrate to the American people that he wants to restore faith in intelligence agencies in the entire U.S. government that John Bolton undermined, because he was part of the entire deep state and the swamp that weaponized the entire government system against Americans. And guess what? I was caught up in that whole thing. I was the target of weaponized intelligence, similar to what was done to President Trump. But my story never made the news, and a lot of my colleagues who were...
Well, tell us more. What happened to you?
Oh, of course. So I was a DIA intelligence officer, and I basically, my target was Russia and Putin. I served during the Obama administration. I briefed the Obama's White House National Security Council. I briefed NATO in 2013, just months prior to the invasion, Russia's invasion of Crimea. And I warned about what was happening because the warmongers like John Bolton were pushing and pushing Ukraine to be part of NATO, which is a red line for Putin. It has been a standard red line for a long time. And then during the time when, on President Obama's orders, people like John Bolton, DNI, James Clapper, FBI Director Comey, James Comey, John Brennan, who is CIA Director, whom I actually briefed also. I briefed a lot of these people. When they were concocting the whole Russia-Trump collusion, I wasn't going to go along with it because they knew that I, the type of, like, you know, intelligence is supposed to be unbiased. A threat is a threat to Republicans, to Democrats, to both, you know. So, and I am a fluent speaker of Russian, and they knew James Clapper, I was supposed to go into the DNI as the top person for cyber, and Clapper originally approved my position. But then they nixed my position because they understood that I'm a fluent speaker of Russian, and I could tell that the whole Steele dossier is a complete BS, and I was booted out. Just like, you know, what they did with General Flynn, who was my, you know, boss of the DIA. They did that to a lot of people, not just me, but a lot of other people. And President Trump wants to be basically justice for all of us, and he wants to remove warmongers like John Bolton so America could, you know, focus on our own national and economic security interests, and not on Ukraine, not on anyone else's. We should prioritize America's security. That's what happened.
Folks, we're on with Rebecca Kofler. And Rebecca Kofler is a former DIA intelligence officer, author of Putin's Playbook, and the host of the Censored But Not Silenced podcast. We're going to come right back and talk a little bit more about what's going on in Ukraine when we return. Don't go anywhere. Rebecca Kofler and me, Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period.
Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
785-9132.
You got it.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. I'm expecting cut number 15, which is Donald Trump in the Oval Office today. Control room, do we have it? Just feel free to press that button on the microphone there and let me know in my ear. Don't have the audio. All right, well, we'll continue then. Today, President Trump in the Oval Office says that he's going to give Putin and Zelensky a few more weeks to work things out. He later also made the comment that he doesn't believe that Ukraine can win the war without striking Russia. The Russians responded saying that any security guarantees that include Western troops is unacceptable. So I don't know what that means, but that seems like we're not going to have a deal unless there's something I'm missing here. Let's bring Rebecca Koffler back into the fold so she can bring us up to speed on what's going on. Rebecca Koffler, what do you think about all this?
So my official intelligence analysis is that no, we're not going to have a deal, regretfully, even though President Trump has put in tremendous effort to stop the killing, as he said. Here's why we're going to not have the deal, Rich. It is why the Biden administration and the deep staters have placed President Trump in a conundrum with Putin. Remember, they have poisoned relations between Russia and the United States by orchestrating the entire Russia-Trump collusion hoax that, as I explained, I was witnessing as it was unfolding. So the Russians do not trust us. Here's how Putin, and as you mentioned, I have been on Putin's charges for a couple of decades as an intelligence officer. I understand his thinking. I briefed combatant commands, U.S. combatant commands, and allied combatant commands on Russia's warfighting strategy. So Putin does not trust us. Why is that? It is because the Biden administration lied several times. First, Biden said the whole Russian nuclear Armageddon is a real thing. That's what he said to his DNC donors. And he said he is not going to provide strategic weapons such as Patriot missiles to Ukraine. And then he switched 180, and he gave Patriots, he gave a lot of strategic level systems that Zelensky, who is basically a miniature Putin, right, he used them to strike Russia's strategic nuclear triad, the bombers, right? And that is a red line from the intelligence perspective. So Putin cannot simply afford an adversary on its borders, on Russia's borders, striking at Russia. Just like we, the United States, would not, I would imagine, I hope, not allow Russia, China, Iran, or any of the top-level adversaries to strike the United States, to stage warfighting capabilities on our borders, close to Mexico, let's say, or Canada. That's the same thinking of Putin, because the missile flight time is just not the decision-making, right? It takes literally about 8 minutes to make a decision from the time that, you know, the officers that are watching, let's say our nuclear missileers, right? If there's an incoming strike, they have to register that strike. They have to clearly identify where the strike is coming from and where it's about to, what target. And then they have to wake up a U.S. president, right? So for Putin, that is too much proximity. And so that is why the deal is unacceptable, is because Putin does not trust us, because he thinks that President Trump is there for 4 years, and Putin is going to be president till 2036 at least, and he focuses on Russia's security, and he just doesn't trust that the deep state is not going to overturn President Trump's decision. And you can see how that is happening. 1 minute President Trump, you know, pauses the weapons deliveries to Ukraine, and he gets mad at Putin. Putin gives us a lot of bullshit, but then he authorizes the deliveries of weaponry. So that is the reason, and that is the poison that Obama and Biden have placed that completely, you know, put President Trump in a conundrum that he's now in with Russia.
What do you think about the leverage that President Trump has been able to establish with the deal that he cut for $750 billion in energy purchases from the European Union, which otherwise would have been $750 billion in the hands of the Russians? Is that enough leverage?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that he did that, right? Because the Europeans, believe it or not, they keep crying about the Russian threat. Yes, they keep purchasing Russia's oil and energy. So it's a good thing. It's also an excellent thing that President Trump finally compelled NATO members to contribute 5% of their GDP towards security. Regretfully, and I have to tell you the truth, I'm not somebody who's just cheerleading Ukraine and all that. It is not going to be sufficient to compel Putin to peace. Why is that? Because Putin's decision counts. Putin does not think like an American. He thinks like a Russian. And that's like the gravest mistake of all Westerners thinking that Putin is going to make a rational decision based on American logic or Western logic. No, security and economic concerns are two different things. Remember, the Russians during the Soviet Union, they weathered very, very grave economic shortages, and that's just how their mindset works. So, the sanctions hurt his economy 7 years prior to the invasion. He already, in his thinking, Rich, he factored in those secondary sanctions and all the economic warfare. And yes, we have great people on President Trump's team, such as Scott Bessent. Scott Bessent is like a secret weapon, right? Because he has his background in actually tanking various countries' economy. Remember what he did to the British pound when he worked for George Soros. That's why President Trump, Scott Bessent is not originally a Republican. He's a Democrat. He worked for George Soros. But President Trump hired him because the guy is extremely smart. Well, Putin is also smart. Putin placed as his defense minister a guy, Belousov, who has no military background, but he's an economist. He has Elvira Nabiullina, who advises him, who's Harvard educated. Putin also has Kirill Dmitriev, the CEO of Russian Foreign Direct Investment Fund, who also is educated in Ivy League schools in the United States and works on Wall Street. So economic warfare is how it's going to unfold. And unfortunately, my official intelligence analysis is that, yes, President Trump's secondary sanctions will inflict some hurt on the Russian economy, but they will not stop this war.
So, with that assessment, working on your theory, does the war ever end, or do we just expect for them to be at war for the rest of our lives?
Well, not for the rest of our lives. So the way there's a thing that is called combat potential, which is calculated as a combination of the size of the weapons arsenal, the size of the armed forces, the military-industrial complex's ability to scale up production of military hardware and defense economics. By those parameters, Russia holds overwhelming advantage not only over Ukraine, but over entire Europe. Russia produces, and as I said, Putin placed Russia's military economy on a wartime footing 7 years prior to the invasion. And again, I briefed NATO, I briefed Obama's administration on this. And so, therefore, right now, Russia produces in 3 months more missiles, drones, armored vehicles, air defense systems, any kind of material than Europe produces in 1 year. Think about that. So what Putin is doing is that he's fighting what we call a war of attrition, which is focused on relentless attrition of manpower and material. And from those parameters, the Russians have 3 times more men to throw into the meat grinder than Ukraine. And also, they have a year-round. There was just a law submitted into the Russian parliament that Putin is, well, almost didn't approve. That is going to have a year-round mobilization. And when you look at Europe, right, most European countries do not have mandatory conscription. Neither right. does the United States. And there's a recent report by the National Security Commission done in the United States that has concluded that if we were to go with what the Pentagon calls near-peer competitors, such as Russia and China, we would have to invoke a mandatory draft. And President Trump himself ruled out during his campaign, presidential campaign, he's not going to go to foreign wars anymore. He's going to place his priority on U.S. security. And
so, but
Ukraine,
Rebecca, I just
want
to, we have to take a pause.
Yes, sir.
And I want to just make sure I understand your point. So the advantage that they have in producing their weapons, how much
yes.
of an advantage is it? Does it
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And amigos, we come back. And your thoughts, your calls, your opinions, don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
So you know what it sounds like. This should have been covered when you were training. Amigos, welcome back to the phones. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. I want to go to Ridgefield, New Jersey. Denise is calling us, listening on WOND. That's 1400 out of Atlantic City. Denise, go right ahead. Let's put the volume up on Denise, please. Batting 1,000 tonight. Let's go to the next one. Let me know when you got the call lined up, please. It turns red. It should be red so I can talk to the person. There we go. Go right ahead, sir. Please say words. We're on the radio. We're live. All right. You've got nothing to. All right. Well, come back to me. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood here. Anyway, we continue. The president today talking about the success that he's had with reducing crime. A whole week without homicides in Washington, D.C. A whole week. This hasn't been done in quite some time. And all you see is people that live in the area celebrating this fact. And people that don't live in the area protesting it. It's one of the craziest things that I've seen. And it's the type of thing you just really can't make up. Anyway, we're going to take a pause right here and see if we can figure out how to get things done correctly in our control room. And hopefully we'll come to your calls when we come back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
But floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
With NFL Plus, keep the NFL in reach. Stream live out-of-market preseason games, live local and primetime games on mobile during the regular and postseason, and NFL Network, including 7 exclusive live games. With NFL Plus Premium, watch every touchdown every Sunday afternoon during the regular season on NFL Red Zone. And for a limited time, save 20% on an annual NFL Plus Premium subscription. Offer ends September 15th. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com/radio. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Pause while it works.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5537. That's Valdez with an S. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back, and we're going to go to the phones again. Let's go to Denise Ridgefield Park. I think we got her back. WOND, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm close enough. You know, with the guy who took a tractor trailer from California, went to Florida, did a jackknife, thought he could turn a tractor trailer on the highway and kill three people. My question is this. When you go into the DMV, they have the thing that you do, the test you're taking, like, you know, a dozen languages.
Yeah.
How do I know as a pedestrian that you can read the alerts that come up on a, you know, like an alert board or just a regular sign, you know, like slow down? I mean, how do I know as a pedestrian you're not going to kill me?
Well, again, I think that's what the driving exam is for. It's to, they take the test, and they have to recognize those signs. And the state's determination is that if you can pass the commercial driver's license test in Spanish or if you could pass it in any language, that you're safe to drive on the roads. And that was whichever state gave him his license made that determination. The issue, I think becomes, this is a question of this man's judgment. And trying to pull off this U-turn and doing it carelessly, and that's why they got into this accident. And it's a shame, you know. My condolences to those families. But oftentimes, and this is part of the issue with unchecked immigration, it's the fact that people come with different customs. I've been on the countries, and they drive like maniacs. That's part of how they do it in some countries, Denise. And sometimes they bring that here. So, you don't win them all, and this one definitely was not a win. Denise in Ridgefield, New Jersey, WOND, thanks for the call. Amigos, Rich Valdez coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday. Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has threatened to remove the mayor of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
After ordering a federal takeover of the D.C. police force, the president is boasting about a safer nation's capital, and he has a warning for Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It was unsafe, it was horrible, and Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has ordered National Guard troops patrolling the streets of D.C. to start carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The FBI has searched the home of former National Security Advisor John Bolton as part of an investigation into classified records. When asked about the search of his ex-National Security Advisor's home, the president says he knows how it feels to have your home raided.
But if you believe the news, which I do, I guess his house was raided today, but my house was raided also from Mar-a-Lago. They went through everything they could, including my young son's room and my wife's area. They went through her drawers, as the expression goes.
Bolton served during the president's first term, but has been a fierce critic of his of recent years. A tour bus returning to New York from Niagara Falls with 52 people aboard crashed and rolled Friday on an interstate highway, killing and injuring multiple passengers. The bus apparently lost control on I-90 near Pembroke, about 25 miles east of Buffalo. People on the inside were ejected. Wall Street rallying to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that cuts to interest rates may be on the way. The S&P 500 leaped 1.5% Friday for its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of its all-time high last week. The Dow soared 846 points, and the NASDAQ composite jumped 1.9% today. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you 40 years old in great health and want life insurance coverage with no exam and instant coverage options? Big Lou can do that. Are you 50 to 60 with health issues and still want life insurance coverage with no exam needed? Big Lou can do that. Are you on meds for anxiety, sleep apnea, diabetes, or other health glitches and just want the best rate possible without a lot of hassles? Big Lou can do that. To find the most affordable term life coverage options for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou does term life insurance better than anyone else on the radio, and he may be able to get you $1 million to $4 million of term life coverage with no exam. For the best term life insurance deals in America, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777. Remember, Big Lou is like you. Once a week, he can do that too. Call 800-230-2777 or visit biglou.com.
If he hadn't been a litter bug, a cryptocurrency fugitive might not have been arrested today in South Korea's capital. BBC correspondent Livia Noon explains.
Officers in Seoul approached the man after they noticed him throwing a cigarette butt. The man in his 60s begged them to let him go, offering to pay money for his release and then trying to escape. At this point, the police got suspicious, and upon questioning, they discovered the man was wanted on 10 charges, including fraud and assault. Investigators say he defrauded over $13 million from more than 1,000 people over a two-year period before disappearing into hiding in 2020.
Texas Democrats are preparing their final show of resistance against a mid-decade redraw of the state's congressional map. Democratic State Senator Carol Alvarado said in a social media she plans to speak well into Friday evening to block the map. Israel issues a warning to Hamas as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approves a takeover of Gaza City. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Israel's defense minister has warned that Gaza City could be destroyed unless Hamas accepts Israel's conditions to end the war. His comments come a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would allow the military to mount a major operation to seize Gaza City. Netanyahu added that negotiations would also restart with Hamas, aimed at returning all the remaining hostages and ending the war on Israel's terms. The wide-scale operation in Gaza City could start within days. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
President Trump is calling national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He says he'll keep extending the deadline until there's a buyer. The president has so far extended it three times during his second term. The next one is on September 17th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're back for another hour, live and national. 833-482-5337 is our phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and crime overall, because it's interesting to me that you've got all of these outsiders. I'm going to call them outsiders, people that live outside the Beltway, people that have a political agenda, coming and protesting the fact that President Trump is making the city safer. Now, I understand the critique. I do. It's not lost on me, right? I'd probably be the first one complaining if it were a Democrat that were in office and they were using the heavy hand of government. That's how I would describe it, right? I would say, hey, what are these guys doing? This is like, big government gone crazy. Big brothers out there. But when you have a massive crime problem, when people are getting carjacked, when I covered on this show, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, FBI agents or some sort of federal agents that were carjacked in Washington, D.C., you know you've got a massive problem with crime. It's a massive problem. There was a report by Kara Krasternova. I cited it yesterday. I didn't play it, but because it's like 3.5 minutes, and I don't think we've gotten it spliced up. But she interviews a guy, and he says, she's like, you know, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, but, you know, it's for me, it's too little, too late. And she says, well, why do you say that? And he says, well, because since I've moved to Washington, D.C., I've been shot 4 times. And this man, he was fed up. So he was like, yeah, great for the rest of the people that are going to stay here. But he had his mind made up that he was going to leave. He's moving out of D.C. because he'd been shot 4 times since moving there. And he'd lived there for a number of years. I mean, that is crazy. When was the last time you talked to somebody that moved somewhere and they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got shot 4 times? I mean, out of control. So this is obviously something where you're going to need the heaviest hand of government, right? Law and order has to be heavy-handed sometimes. Every parent wants to be a loving parent. But sometimes you have to use the heavy hand of parenting, right? I think the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. Well, I mean, this is so much more than that. This is, you know, spare the rod, spoil the whole city, the whole capital. And I agree with that. I think it's important to have whatever troops necessary there. When you see the police union president not pushing back at all, instead inviting it, saying, yeah, we want the federal intervention. So we're going to have some discussion on that. I also want to talk a little bit about this news that broke earlier today. Of course, Ambassador John Bolton, a former national security advisor, a longtime Washington insider, he had his house raided by the FBI. And we have a clip on this, number 22. Listen to this.
A New York State Assembly member who our movements got into office and who is accountable to our movements, as a reminder to all these politicians that we will take them out. We will take them out when they betray us. Please join me in welcoming Zora Mamdani, New York State Assembly member. Hello, everyone.
All right. This is not, obviously, it's not the right audio. We're talking about John Bolton, and he's talking about a New York State Assembly member. Let us try cut number 22, Fox News, live view of John Bolton raid, 35 seconds. Let's give that a shot. Or we can do dead air with no communication in my ear. If anybody can hear me, all right. All right, it's live radio. We don't have a moment. I will continue without any audio. Hopefully we can get to the calls later. Anyway, so part of what happens with Bolton, I think, and we talked about this at length, is that we have this situation where he complains about Trump having classified documents, but in turn, he's the one now being investigated for having the classified documents. And ultimately, this is so emblematic of Democrats throughout, right? They seem to do a lot of complaining, but they never deliver. They never deliver. And this is across the board with Democrats. And I hate to paint with a broad brush, right? Because, you know, some of my friends, my close friends that are Democrats, they hear that and they go, come on, bro. You know, I mean, you're beating everybody up. Well, I mean, if it makes anybody feel better, I'll say Washington Democrats. But, I mean, it's no different than New Jersey, right? Elected Democrats, maybe? Because that's really who we're talking about, the ones that have some power to do something. But it's a general way of life. It's a general way of thinking. They're looking for someone to do for them. They're looking for the easy way out. They're looking to never take accountability, and they just want to pass the buck. I don't have because you have. This doesn't work because this didn't work. Not because they somehow failed the people in Washington, D.C. No, they would never. Muriel Bowser's been in office for 10 years as mayor. Do you think she ever said, you know, I'm the chief executive here of this local government, and I have the police at my disposal. You've heard the union person talk about how they have less police than they're supposed to have. I think they have 800 vacancies for patrolmen. Do you think she's ever thought of saying, wow, maybe I should fill those. Maybe that would help our problem. Maybe we can put cops on the street. But when you have, and again, this seems to be very problematic in Democrat circles, people that are always looking for a way out and a way to make it seem like it wasn't their fault. They don't care about results. They don't care about performing in excellence. They only care about showing up, getting their pension, getting their paycheck. And if the work product is good, they could care less. If the city is safe, they could care less. We need to address that problem, right? Because that seems to be find me the Republicans that are asleep at the wheel. And I'm not trying to big up Republicans. I'm really just trying to point out that there's like a flaw, a fundamental flaw, a philosophical difference, if you will, with Democrats, where lamentably they just messing up is okay for them. Making mistakes is okay. As long as they feel apologetic and they get frustrated and they just say, oh, you know, whatever, it is what it is. You know, we'll try better next time. And somehow, imagine President Trump saying that, well, you know, we couldn't help the economy. We weren't able to do that, but maybe we can do it later next time. No, I mean, Trump goes in and he goes hard and he's trying to get a win for the American people each and every time. And I think that's exactly what every elected official should do. In fact, I mean, that's what every human being should do. You show up to work, you want to knock it out of the park every single time. May not happen every single time, but you want it to be your goal. And sadly, at least in Washington, that's not the case. So we're going to continue our conversation on Bolton and on D.C. and the crime and all of the ins and outs of this federal takeover with the spokeswoman for the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, will be joining us momentarily. And we're going to get her take on things. I also want to get her take on, you know, what a radical left-wing mayor would be like in New York City. What happens if you get a guy like Mamdani in office? Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Big news, Reading. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Reading community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Reading to learn more. Sale only valid at the Reading store.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Here, but I don't hear it, so I guess we don't have it. But it was of President Trump in the Oval Office today, and he was discussing crime numbers. Can we give it another shot, or should I just move on? Let's go for it.
In Washington, D.C., we have the lowest crime numbers they've had in years. Zero, it sounds like it's a horrible thing to say, but I might as well say it. Zero murders in the last week since we've done this. That's the first time in memory that that's happened, if you can believe it, how pathetic that is to have to even say it. And I'm tired of listening to these people say how safe it was before we got here. It was unsafe. It was horrible. And Mayor Bowser better get her act straight, or she won't be mayor very long, because we'll take it over with the federal government running like it's supposed to be run. The numbers were horrible. It was a crime-infested rat hole, and they do have a lot of rats. We're getting rid of them, too. And we've made a lot of progress, and it was extremely unsafe, and now it's extremely safe. We had virtually no crime. The number was down 87%, and I'm trying to figure out where was the 13%, because I don't think it existed.
That, of course, President Trump today in the Oval Office, zero D.C. murders in the last week, and the mayor better get her act straight or she won't be mayor much longer. I think that's a fair statement. I mean, in the real world, you've got to be able to perform in your duties or you're not going to be there. That's the world that I grew up in. I know some people have lots of protection. They can mess up and they still get to show up and collect a paycheck. But it doesn't last forever. So I'm glad President Trump is back bringing in that type of accountability. Let us continue with our guest. Our guest is Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She's the spokesperson for the National Police Association. Sarge, it's been too long. Welcome back.
Rich, so great to be with you. And what an extraordinary topic this is. It's just been such a blueprint for the rest of the country. And every day we wake up and we get to see the crime numbers continuing to crash in Washington, D.C.
You know, I know you go down to D.C. as part of your role as the spokesperson for the National Police Association, and we all do. You know, most people with that have to go down there for one reason or another if you're in a national type of organization. And D.C. is beautiful. It's beautiful. But, you know, you go outside the Beltway a little bit, and it's like, oh, wow, this is, you know, this is tough around here. And it's always been known like that. I live in Jersey now, and Jersey's the same way. Trenton, again, very historic, very beautiful. But, you know, walk down the block from the State House, and it's like, you know, make sure you're packing that day. And it's just become the accepted norm. Everybody's like, yeah, it's a rough neighborhood. And, you know, I had a guest on the other day that said something unique about Donald Trump is that he, for whatever reason, the way his brain is wired, is he believes that there's a solution to every problem. And I think that's a good thing, because you want to be able to fix these types of problems. Where do you think this stems from? I've been blaming it on Democrats, and I feel like they're just always happy with the status quo. But it seems like Mayor Bowser, everybody in D.C. seems to think it's okay. Let people continue to kill people and carjack and let it go. Why does that happen?
Well, they want to create chaos, I believe. You know, we hear the mayor talk about gun crime. You hear mayors around the country, you know, Brandon Johnson and Karen Bass and Eric Adams. They like to talk about guns. They don't really want to talk about people who are committing crime and why they are committing crime. We have had 5 years of the vilification, the demonization of the American law enforcement officer, along with woke prosecutors, no cash bail, And this whole atmosphere of, well, if you commit crime, it must be because you're poor or you weren't breastfed long enough or you're just sad today or you need some bread, whatever. And now President Trump comes along. He was in New York in the 90s. He knows what happened under Giuliani. He understands that there really is a solution to this. That's what cops know. We know there's a solution to it. And I heard some pundit say the other day, you can't arrest your way out of this. We actually can, but we've got to arrest and prosecute and punish our way out of it. And I think that's what's happening in D.C.
You know, Sarge, you said something really poignant, and I want to mention that. I also want to say that, you know, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt saying that they accept the status quo and that they just take things for what it is. But you're right. They are trying to cause chaos. A couple of weeks ago, we played the audio of Karine Jean-Pierre reiterating the D.C. crime bill where they reduced penalties on attempted murder, on sexual assault, and making it harder to prosecute people. And, you know, for the life of me, I can't imagine why anybody would make these egregious crimes, you know, harder to prosecute other than you want more of those crimes. So ask and you shall receive. Now they have more of those crimes. So I think you're right. They're intentionally creating the chaos. Now back to your point though, I think it's incredibly important that we, actually do something about this. Do you think this is something that's sustainable and can last?
Well, it's not designed to last. You know, the District of Columbia it's a very unique situation. You know, it's 10 square miles that is not, it's not a state and it's not even really a city. That's why the federal government can come in and do what they're doing now. Now, can they do that in other cities? It's a much different legal situation. And, so I don't think this is going to last forever, but what this shows is that if you are a big city mayor or a big county commissioner who wants to say, you know what, let's partner with the federal government and let's partner, and that would include the National Guard, and let's show people in these high crime neighborhoods that it's not just your local shorthanded, you know, city police department, but we're going to bring in state and federal resources along with well-trained, well-armed National Guard members. And you know what? We'll reduce crime in your area. So I, it's not a forever situation, but it can be a great blueprint.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you. I think that it isn't sustainable, like, theoretically, because they're not going to stay in this takeover forever. However, I do think that if you set a good enough precedent, the people are going to demand more. I believe no one wants to live in a difficult situation like that. And if you start to see the benefit of that, you say, you know what, I want more of that. Unless you start bringing in new people. And that's what happened in New York City. You mentioned New York City before. Rudy Giuliani cleaned up New York City, did an amazing job, and I remember that stuff like yesterday. And then little by little, you got more people moving in from from Seattle, from all these different places that they don't know what New York City was like during the Giuliani days, and they fully accept the crime that de Blasio and Adams, and largely because of Governor Cuomo with the no cash bail bill that was signed into law back in 2021, and now they're like, oh, it's all right. That's what we do. We got hookers in the street. Now it's gone from hookers in the street to having sex during the daytime on the street, Sarge.
Well, look what's happening in Seattle. That's exactly what they're seeing in Seattle and in so many of these parks and things like that. And you have political leadership that is just telling the public, oh, this is fine. Just explain to your kids. It'll be okay. But the public is saying, no, we don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I think that we're going to see a real sea change, but is it going to happen at the ballot box? That's where right. The, you know, rubber meets the road, as they say.
Absolutely. Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, stick with me. We are going to continue our conversation straight ahead. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about how this might look in other cities that aren't federal territories but could have federal intervention from the government, especially if it's requested, which would be great. Imagine if Chicago were to ask for help, if Mam Danny, Curtis Sliwa, anybody who becomes mayor were to say, hey, give us a hand. I don't know if that's going to happen, though. Anyway, keep it locked right here, folks. It's Rich Valdez coming right back with Sergeant Betsy Brentner Smith.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief. Your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
800-785-9132.
It's Rich Valdez.
Confident, Mayor. Grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough. And the people in Chicago, Mr. Vice President, are screaming for us to come. They're wearing red hats, just like this one. But they're wearing red hats. African-American ladies, beautiful ladies, are saying, please, President Trump, come to Chicago. Please. I did great with the black vote, as you know, and they want something to happen. So I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York, and we're going to help with... And I think, really, I think a lot of... And a lot of these people that you see on television, they are including the people in this audience. They'll say bad things about me. And then they'll say, thank God he's here, because half of them got mugged and they don't want to get mugged again. But they're, you know, they work for stupid people that are radical left.
and they're made to do things and say things that they don't want to be saying. But the people right here are all happy because you're not going to be mugged in Washington, D.C. anymore.
That's President Trump in the Oval Office. Let go of the button. And he, I think he spelled it out really well. There are other cities that would love to see some federal intervention, just some support. You know, it doesn't even have to be federal. They'd just love to see more cops on the streets to make them safer. I want to bring back our guest, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association. And Sergeant Smith, we talked about this before, about Seattle. We were talking about New York City. Trump is talking about Chicago here. What do you think?
I would love to see a flood of federal agents in the city of Chicago and in some of the suburbs as well. And I know for a fact that a lot of the cops would as well. This is the thing. You don't need to go in and take over leadership of a city to help out. But the, you know, here's what most people don't understand. You already have federal law enforcement in every large city and a lot of smaller cities in this country. And so why not allow them to deploy in a way that would help in the highest crime areas? One of the things in D.C. that would work so well, that they're doing in D.C. that will work so well in Chicago are these jump out cars with FBI agents or DEA agents. You know, these are people with special training. They go to the highest crime neighborhoods and they literally intervene before there's a carjacking and this and that. I do think President Trump, part of his verbosity is he's trolling mayors like Brandon Johnson in Chicago.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love it because he's pointing out to people that, you know what, you don't have to live like this. And I think that the more people know that we don't have to live like this, the more that they're going to have support for federal law enforcement coming to their city. And that also lends itself to support for the local cops.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, National Police Association. I know that this is doable in D.C. because of the unique nature of D.C. as we talked about. But without Brandon Johnson or you know, right now, currently Mayor Adams in New York City or any other mayor saying, hey, President Trump, please help us out. You know, obviously there's our federalist system that says, hey, states have rights, this is your thing. If it's not a federal crime, you know, we're not going to get involved. You guys have the jurisdiction. How does that work out if they're not going to invite us?
Well, a lot of the crime that occurs in these high crime cities are federal crimes. You can apply a lot of federal law to some of the things that are happening. And, you know, this is something we did in Chicago in the 80s with the street gangs. We literally flooded the city with federal agents, opened a lot of cases, and that is so incredibly doable. You know, don't forget that things like drug dealing and armed robberies and gun running and things like that are not just state crimes, they're federal crimes as well. And if federal law enforcement, along with federal prosecutors, and that's what's so important, wanted to come into cities like Chicago, they could absolutely do it. And quite frankly, the law enforcement leadership in these cities would really have no choice but to cooperate.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, when I heard the police union head in D.C. say, you know, he welcomed this, he was happy it was happening, that's fantastic. I think, you know, sometimes you would get pushback from a local department saying, you know, no, this is our problem, we're going to take care of it in-house. And the fact that they were welcoming was, I think, very telling that the problem is so severe. And I'm curious to see how this moves forward. You know, I think President Trump is ready to go full speed ahead to provide whatever support is necessary. And I'm just wondering if the Democrat mayors are going to accept that support in favor of the people, or if they're going to turn their backs on the people. What do you think?
It's going to be fascinating to watch because, again, we're coming up on various election cycles, and some of them are city elections. And, you know, where I live in Tucson, Arizona, you know, we've got finally Republican candidates for city council because the crime is so high there, and people are, even Democrats, are speaking out against us and against it. And that's the thing. You know, you look at the protests in Washington, D.C. Who's protesting what's happening? A bunch of people who look like me, Rich, old white people. They don't live there.
Right.
You know, they don't live in these high crime neighborhoods, and most of them don't live there at all. They live in Virginia and Maryland and whatever, in gated communities. So you're seeing this tacit support, and I think as people see that, oh my God, I can take my kid to school, I can go to the grocery store, I don't have to worry about getting carjacked anymore, that they're going to say, you know what, I like this. I want to see more of this in my city too. I know,
yeah,
that's what we're hearing in Chicago, and I think we're gonna see a sea change.
I hope so. I hope so. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, I want you to let everybody know how they can keep up to speed with you online, on all the social media, as well as the main website for the National Police Association.
Oh, thanks so much. Follow me at SGT Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y Smith. You can follow the National Police Association at NAT Police Assoc. You can go to nationalpolice.org, see all of our social media, all of the great things that we're doing. You can download our homeschool program. And if you can, hit that donate button and help us help the American law enforcement officer and the people who support us.
Outstanding. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Godspeed to you.
Love talking to you. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Likewise. And amigos, we come back with your thoughts, your calls, your reactions. What do you want to say? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Should the federal government get involved in local crime issues? Yes, no, maybe so. Here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices. Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go. Open Phone America is a time-honored tradition on this program. You just heard the voice of Larry King, who was the predecessor to Jim Bohannon, the late, great Jim Bohannon, and he carried that torch for 30 years, and it's my honor and my pleasure to be here with you guys doing it together. 833-482-5337 if you want to join the live show. We're live and national right now. 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's hit the phones. I want to go to Louisville, Kentucky, WGTK. Go right ahead.
Hey, I was calling to...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Everywhere, and if it doesn't, if Trump's concerned about not being able to do it like he's doing it in Washington D.C. with the authority he has over there, then just get those people on board and start saving lives, because too many people are dying. Okay, and we can't get to the crime problem fast enough. It's been going on for way too long now. Okay, and I think it's marvelous Trump's doing this. I think it's absolutely great. But we need to get up every city, every county, and show these people that we're a force they can't stand up against, that they don't want to contend with. Okay?
I hear you. Yeah, listen, I got you loud and clear. And I think listen, for me, I'm happy to have the local people invite the federal government and or whomever. You know, I mean, again, I don't even think it has to be the feds. You know, I think even if you, most counties have a sheriff's office. I don't know why, when there's a crime problem, they don't say, hey, we have these sworn peace officers that are covering courts and county roads and whatnot. Let's get their help. In New Jersey, when Camden was out of control, I don't know if they brought in county police, but they sure brought in the state police until they were tapped out on resources as well. And I guess the next step is the National Guard. And that's how it works in every state. And I think the problem we've historically seen is it's mayors that are afraid to admit that they've lost. The mayors are afraid to be embarrassed. The mayors don't want to say, hey, look, I need help. I can't do this on my own. We've got a problem here. And because of that, they start to hide the numbers. They start to say, no, no, violent crime is going down. What are you talking about? Why? Because they stop reporting them. They stop taking the cases. You've got, we've seen it time and again in D.C. Most recently, you had this one woman that said her captain, one police officer in D.C. who said that her captain was taking aggravated assault felony charges and turning them into disorderly persons charges so that they were misdemeanors and they didn't count in the crime statistics for violent crime. And that you want to go on TV and say, we've seen a 24% drop in violent crime. But ultimately, you can't do that if people aren't blind. People can see that there's crime. It's evident that there's a huge problem. So, Sandra, I'm with you. The only concern I have is I never want to have, you know, let's say a Barack Obama, a Joe Biden, who can now just send federal police wherever he wants to do whatever he did, because he started doing that with parents that were speaking up against certain school board issues, and they were chasing soccer moms and surveilling them and trying to jail them. And I think that's horrible. And just imagine having the type of authority where you say, oh, you're pro-life? Oh, you're anti-abortion. I see. Let's go get these guys. Let's go here, right? And it's that level of crazy that we don't want to see in our federal government. And I think that's why we have, some people that are concerned. But I totally understand where you're coming from. Thank you for the call from New Mexico, by the way. Shout out to everybody listening in New Mexico. And let's go to San Francisco, KSFO, line number 2. We've got John calling us from San Francisco, California on KSFO. John, go right ahead, sir.
So I was an Oakland policeman from 1969 to 1979. And my concern is a couple of things. Number one, the Oakland Police Department has been under federal it's been monitored federally for over 20 years for an incident that happened 20 years ago. So a great many of the guys that were supposed to be behaving, you know, their performance wasn't what it should have been, using it unnecessary force and so they've all retired. Why would it take you 20 years to straighten out a police department if it even needed to be straightened out, except for the fact that the monitor makes between about $250,000 and $400,000 a year, and these guys that monitor it, I'm told, are part of it's a business. And they not only monitor Oakland, they monitor other PDs. Sure. And the four off. Yeah, then the four officers that started this entire incident were tried on two separate occasions, about 34 charges at both trials, because the first trial, they didn't find them guilty of anything. They found them not guilty of about 27 charges, and the other four or five were hung. And the same on the second trial, and that was the end of it. And two of the guys sued Oakland, City of Oakland, and received, one got $1 million and one got $1.5 million for wrongful termination.
Well, John, let me ask you this. My thought here is, and I get it, this seems like an isolated type of thing, but people in government are always going to milk the cow as long as they can milk the cow. It comes up to, you know, those that are paying the bills to say, hey, look, you know, we did what we did. You guys monitored, and, you know, 5 years, 10 years is good, 15, unless it's mandated by some court saying that you have to do it for 2 decades. But I guess my bigger question here is, do you think that we shouldn't have federal monitors just because we've had some that didn't go right? Or is that what you're saying, that we shouldn't have any?
No, you don't need any federal monitors to monitor a police department. In the first place, they don't know anything about street policing. And then the second place, if your chief and his command structure can't run that organization smoothly, you need a new chief.
Right,
you need
so you're
a new
saying
commander.
Fire the chief or get maybe a state monitor from the state police. I worked in government, and installing monitors is a part of just how governments tend to work. If something isn't working, whether it's Child Protective Services or anything else, they're going to put somebody in, and typically your own government can't do it. So if it's a state government, and I know you're saying you were a municipal government in Oakland, but you know, just for example, if there's something going on in New Jersey and they don't do it right, they're not going to trust other officials in the state of New Jersey to make sure that they get it right. They're going to rely on a court-appointed federal monitor to make sure that things are being monitored and they're getting done. So I understand the premise of it. I don't like government as a whole. It's just something I can find a lot of issues with, kind of like you. But ultimately, I don't know if there's an alternative to that, because you can't elect these people. So if you have an unscrupulous mayor that doesn't fire your chief when something like this happens, because he can't, like you said, maintain the command structure, then now you've got a bad mayor. And of course, somebody will argue and say, well, then we should, you know, elect a new mayor. But you and I both know it's not always that easy to get rid of somebody. But I hear your point, and I'm sorry you guys went through that in Oakland. John in San Francisco, California, thanks for your service, by the way. KSFO in the building. I'm taking a pause right here. We're coming right back with calls from Arkansas, from Connecticut, Idaho, and so much more. Wyoming, don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or Sleep Number today.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me. Like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The NFL is back with 4 days of football. The 2025 season starts on September 4th with NFL kickoff presented by YouTube TV. Catch Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys take on Jalen Hurts and the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles in the first game of the season. Then get ready for a weekend full of unforgettable moments. NFL kickoff presented by YouTube TV. September 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Go to watch.nfl.com for the full schedule. Uber Eats. Get almost anything.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Oh, wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go. I want to go to Joe, Salem, Arkansas, KSAR. Go right ahead, sir.
Zark, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Putin, I knew he wasn't ever going to involve himself in a ceasefire. He wants to run up the numbers as quickly as he can, while they're studying a problem. He's a sawed off, jackbooted thug, and he needs to be arrested by special forces out of NATO. Take the best of the best from each NATO country and drop in there like they did for Bin Laden, and pick him up, get him out, come and bring him to try him in Belgium. And then he can face the music. It's unbelievable that one little sawed off piece of crap has caused the death of two generations over there for each country. And that needs to stop, and Trump needs to not, don't worry about it. You don't have to have casualties. Give air support and use special forces. What, right?
Yeah, listen, I don't know that that's going to happen, but it's not a bad plan. Joe in Salem, Arkansas. Thank you, brother. KSAR in the building. Have a great weekend, my friend. We still have some calls from a couple of other neighboring territories. We're going to get to you right after this long pause. And there's more to come straight ahead. Don't go.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he's not happy with Russia's ongoing military strikes against Ukraine as he pushes for face-to-face Putin-Zelensky talks. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president is frustrated that Russia's Vladimir Putin has yet to confirm a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. He said he'll have to make an important decision in 2 weeks if no talks have been scheduled.
And that's whether or not it's massive sanctions or massive tariffs or both. Or do we do nothing and say it's your fight?
Earlier this week, the president announced he had begun making arrangements for a Putin-Zelensky sit-down. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Justice Department is declining to defend grants for Hispanic-serving colleges.
The Justice Department says it agrees with a June lawsuit attempting to strike down grants that are reserved for colleges and universities where at least a quarter of undergraduates are Hispanic. Congress created the program in 1998 after finding that Latino students were going to college and graduating at far lower rates than white students. Justice Department officials argue that the program provides an unconstitutional advantage based on race or ethnicity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people aboard crashed and rolled Friday on an interstate highway, killing 5 passengers and injuring many others. The bus apparently lost control on I-90 near Pembroke, around 25 miles east of Buffalo. People inside were ejected as the window shattered. The bus was traveling eastbound when it went into the median and ended up in a ditch. The FBI has searched the Maryland home and Washington office of former National Security Advisor John Bolton as part of an investigation into the handling of classified information. Bolton was not detained and has not been charged with any crime. Bolton served as President Trump's third national security advisor. More at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
The false reports of active shooters Thursday led to panic and temporary lockdowns at two universities. The schools were Villanova University outside of Philadelphia and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. We hear more on both of the stories from national correspondent Ben Thomas, reporting from Washington, D.C.
Ashley Choi works in the library at Villanova.
It was definitely scary. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really, really scary to have someone yell at you, get out, with like while holding a weapon. But I know there are professionals.
Villanova President Peter M. Donahue called the report a cruel hoax. And Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says they're investigating the source.
We are going to make sure we do use every tool in the toolbox to trace these calls.
That sound courtesy WPVI. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Chattanooga, the unfounded report came in about 4 hours earlier. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The possibility of an interest rate cut sends stocks soaring.
Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that interest rate cuts might be on the way. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5% Friday. The S&P had its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 846 points, beating the record it set in December. That's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.9%. Treasury yields fell sharply in the bond market. Traders are stepping up their bets that the Fed will cut its main interest rate at its next policy meeting in September. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says that the draw for the 2026 World Cup will happen on December 5th at the Kennedy Center in Washington. He made the announcement with FIFA President and J.D. Vance at the Oval Office. The U.S. is hosting the tournament with Canada and Mexico. The event will determine the groups in opening round games. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, Friday night edition of the program, yet another hour, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. We're live and national, and happy to be here. Really, truly a blessing to be with you all, the American people. Some of the best callers, some of the best listeners in America, and I'm blessed to have you guys. And I want to get into a couple of things, but let me give you the phone number so you can join us in our late night national town hall conversation. The phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And, of course, today President Trump making an announcement about, well, actually he gave some reaction to the announcement that the FBI had raided John Bolton's house. And we have a news clip on this one. Listen to this.
Office in Washington, D.C., and we're looking right now, per our colleagues from Fox Digital on the scene, a couple of FBI agents loading some stuff into cars and leaving the scene. So clearly not as big of a presence at his Bethesda home, but notable that he was spotted at his office earlier today. We're told, I want to be very clear, that he's not facing any charges at this moment. He is not in custody. He is not under arrest at this moment. So we've reached out to his attorney. We're reaching out to Ambassador Bolton himself.
That's a report from the Fox News Channel. I think David Spunt reporting there. And this has been, you know, making lots of headlines today. Big deal. We talked about it earlier, and we'll talk about it again. But it's interesting, right? The irony that he had so much access to confidential, top secret information. And now he's the subject of an investigation into improperly having that information and what he might be doing with it. So this is, again, the lifeblood of the swamp is leaks, right? Leaks are it. They work hand in glove with the media. People want something out there. They can't say it themselves. They use the media strategically, and it eventually becomes the iron fist of government, hand in glove with the media. And this is a problem, I think, for we the people when you see it the way it went awry with Barack Obama, right? Maybe they didn't cross certain lines, and they crossed enough, but maybe they didn't cross certain lines. They had other people cross the lines for them, but it doesn't mean that they're not just as guilty, that there was not a soft coup on this country, trying to literally subvert the presidency of Donald Trump in that first term, and from the campaign. So this is an ongoing issue that we all pray never happens again in our country. But that's the latest with that. As more information becomes available, I can't wait to hear about it. And another interesting thing that happened today, you know, President Trump, of course, joining the troops yesterday, out on the road in D.C., joining the National Guard. And after that, all the talking heads on the critical left decided they're going to come in and chime in and say, hey, we think El Trumpito's doing this wrong and doing that wrong. And they did. One of those is Governor Newsom chiming in as well. And, you know, it's funny. I think people think Trump is still incredibly unpopular, and I think their polling is off because most people like what Trump is doing. It doesn't matter where you come from. Most people like it. But yet, it seems like you've got Gavin Newsom wants to be president, seems to be running against Trump. He's not going to run against Trump. Even if he runs, he's not going to run against Trump. But that's their strategy. They try to run against Trump because they want to appeal to a primary voter. And this is what Mamdani did and continues to do. He hasn't talked about Curtis Sliwa at all. He's running against Trump. He's saying New York is going to pay the price. Donald Trump will do this to us, blah, 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 blah. He's trying to harness that Trump hatred. Now, maybe San Francisco, maybe some parts of California, maybe some parts of New York City, perhaps that may be effective. But I think by and large, it's not going to work. Saying bad things about Trump, who's already in office, and in my opinion, he's won office three times, it's not going to work. I don't believe that's the winning strategy, and I could be wrong. But Gavin Newsom taking aim at President Trump, saying that the federalization of the National Guard and ICE and Homeland Security are literally now Trump's private army. Listen to this.
We said 2 months ago, Los Angeles is a preview of things to come with the federalization of the National Guard. with the militarization of the streets of America. And I'll remind you, Donald Trump never sent the military, active duty military, in his first term or now even his second term, anywhere overseas. He sent them to a United States city. They remain federalized National Guard, interestingly, through Election Day. $175 billion in the bill that was just signed to reinforce the ranks of ICE, Homeland Security, for what is increasingly becoming self-evident to anyone with eyes wide open and any level of objectivity, a private army for Donald Trump, owing an oath only to him, not the Constitution of the United States.
Could this guy be any dumber? I have a transcript of what he just said in front of me. He says that this is a private army for Donald Trump. Now, it's not a private army. It's a very public army. And he is the commander-in-chief. They literally all report to him. That's how it works. He says it's not the Constitution. It's exactly how the Constitution works. Their allegiance is to the Constitution. The National Guard in Washington, D.C., all right, you've got Muriel Bowser, who's the governor there, but once they're federalized, it's El Trumpito, or whomever the president is. But Gavin Newsom tries this wordplay. He did the same thing with talking about the some other facts and figures he was talking about. You know, since 1989, Democrats have created 50 million jobs and Republicans have created 5. I mean, it's the whole thing. It's fake, it's phony, it's fraud. I mean, he literally starts counting from 89 because that was once Reagan was gone. If you include the Reagan numbers, Reagan did a great job with jobs. He also doesn't take into account that Joe Biden didn't create jobs. He was just in office while people who were forced to stop working because of COVID got their jobs back. It's not job creation. That's getting your job back. It's a job recovery. Anyway. It's just the things that he does, the semantics that he plays, they don't fool me, and I don't think they fool you either. But this one here, in particular, about saying that the ranks of ICE and Homeland Security and the National Guard are a private army for Trump, no. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So if he were to become president, he wouldn't use the resources of, I mean, that's a dereliction of his duty. He would be the commander-in-chief. The guy's a clown, and he's definitely not ready for prime time, in my opinion. But it just goes to show you how ignorant or how dumb he thinks you and I are, that he can make statements.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I'm the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Handed. And right now, My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to find out how to claim your free 4 week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. Claim your free 4 week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Renown announcing its surgeons have performed the first live donor kidney transplant in Northern Nevada. Today they held a media event to introduce the local woman who underwent the surgery at the Renown Transplant Institute. Lainey Smith, seen there on the left, received a kidney from her mother right there next to her. Renown says the surgery will dramatically improve the quality of life for the 23-year-old who had been living with end-stage kidney disease. Renown saying the success of the surgery represents a new chapter in advanced patient care for our region, and that while deceased donor kidney transplants are a life-saving option for some patients, live donor kidney transplants offer greater benefits, which include shorter wait times, longer-lasting kidney function, and improved overall outcome.
So we're talking about... that. Thank you. And when we talk about kidney transplants, this is a common thing for some people, but this particular organization, Renown, just performed the first one, a living donor kidney transplant, which is a very interesting. I don't know what that means, but they just explained it. And it was an interesting procedure. The mother was donating one of her kidneys to her daughter, who was living with end-stage kidney failure. Anyway, the point I'm making is there's always a technological advancement going on in the medical field. And I, for one, I'm supportive of those things. But they come with a cost, right? And when you have any type of surgery, any type of medical issue, there's a human side to it where it's real. It's real life. And I want to look at that part of it. I want to look at what happens in situations like that where families go through these things, because many of us have gone through things like that. I've got friends that have had kidney transplants and who've had to wait a long time to get one. And I want to get a little bit of a take on on what one family went through. Ken Grine, he's written a book called Jacob's Story. And Jacob was born healthy, but after two heart attacks and a kidney transplant, his newborn baby was left deaf and he was crippled. What the doctor said would be for the rest of his life. And I want to get the rest of that story from Ken about what the doctors said about Jacob and how they recommended he take care of him and some of what he went through. Ken, welcome.
Hi. You're on.
Thanks for being with us. Tell us a little bit about, some background here on the story. After, your healthy baby was born, you encountered some medical problems. Take it from there.
Yeah, Jacob was born 6 weeks premature, and he was born normal, but he had a cyst on his kidney the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
And so they had to remove that immediately within 3 hours or so after he was born. And 2 days after he was born, he had a complete meltdown with his body functions. He ended up having about 7 heart attacks during that time.
Oh, my goodness.
It was awful. Several complete blood transfusions. And a week after he was born, the doctors came to us and they said, you know, you're 22 years old. We can go ahead and, make this a little bit easier for you. And if you would like to let your child pass, you can start over and have more kids on down the line. And your son's not going to even live 6 months. And he's not going to be productive in this world. And my wife and I both said, oh no, there's no way we will do that. If God gave us this child this way, then we will accept him as he is. And if God wants to take him home, then God can take him home. But otherwise, we're going to be grateful for what we have. Well, 137 days in the NICU, he came home on my birthday, which was, best birthday ever, and it was the kidney that had that cyst around it that was putting the poison into his body, so they removed that kidney before he came home, and he began to turn the scales and started to do better. But the other kidney was only functioning at about 30%, so he had problems. We knew he would have problems. Fast forward till he was around 12 years old. We got put on the transplant list. His kidney wasn't doing well. We were doing in-home dialysis. And we waited for 2 years. We got the call at 1 o'clock in the morning. And the people said, hey, we have a kidney that's coming from Colorado Springs. We live in Denver. And it'll be there in 3 hours. Can you get your son there? And we said, yes, we'll be there. Well, you know, going through a kidney transplant is a very difficult thing on the person that's having it done, but for us that have the emotions of all of this, we were concerned about the parents of where this kidney came from. And so I did a little investigation at the hospital that next morning and found out that there was 2 13-year-old boys that had a suicide pact and committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and our son got one of those kidneys.
Man.
And so we were really torn up because it was so bittersweet.
Sure.
We received life while they were going to bury their child. Mm. And, you know, the emotions that people don't understand that you go through when you work through those kind of things where how come my child can live and theirs didn't, but we cried out to God and we were grateful to God for what he provided. And our son had tons of problems. He had cerebral palsy because of the heart attacks, the medication that kept him alive during the time that he was in the hospital, killed his hearing. He just had multitude of problems that he was dealing with. But as life went on, that kidney changed everything for him, and we began to have some good health with him. And he ended up living 37 years, passed away in 2019. And over 400 people came to his funeral, people that we didn't know, people that he had met at Goodwill where he worked or at the rec center where he worked out. He had to use a walker to get around or a scooter, but he impacted people like we had never seen before. It was a miracle to watch his life, and so many unbelievable things that went on through his life that we've, you know, written in this book, which is just a gift. And it's a hope. It's, we're bringing hope to people is what the whole reason why we wrote this book was, to bring hope to people in the difficult situations with disability children or other issues that are going on in people's lives.
Well, you know what? Let's pick up right there and talk about some of the challenges you face and some of the advice you have for people that are listening who have a family member that that has a child with disability, or even the parents of that child who might be listening. So, folks, we're coming right back with Ken Grine. He is the author of the book Jacob's Story. He wrote it about his son. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos. Amigos, welcome back. Let me give you the phone numbers. You can get your calls in 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to continue our conversation with our guest, Ken Grine. He's a dad, but he's also an author of a book about his son. The book is called Jacob's Story. You can get the book on Amazon. And he was explaining to us that Jacob was born and suffered multiple heart attacks, dealt with cerebral palsy and other issues, and was getting into what it's like dealing with a child with special needs, a child that has these types of medical issues. And yeah, I wanted him to, you know, continue and complete his story about his son, Jacob. Ken, welcome back.
Thank you, Rich. I really appreciate this opportunity.
And likewise. And I appreciate you opening up, because it's not every day people have the courage, the fortitude, the ability to share a pretty harrowing story. I'm sure, you know, kind of like you said before, it's bittersweet. You were able to get the kidney from the donor that was another teenage boy that was in a suicide pact, and, you know, that hurts. I get that. I don't get it personally, but I get it, you know, contextually. And you had to deal with that, and then you had to deal with, you know, loving your son and living with him for all the time he was alive when they said he'd be gone in 6 months. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I my wife and I are very strong believers in God, and we cried out often. I would say to people that might be going through these kind of difficult situations to live one day at a time. And then we coined the phrase to live one moment at a time. We didn't know in the first 14 years of his life if he was going to go ahead and pass, because he was in and out of the hospital so many times. But the Lord continued to be our strength and our rock, and we cried out when we went through those difficult times. And you know, bad things happen to people.
Yeah.
Bad things happen to my son. And it's what you choose in your heart to either get angry or get bitter, or to push in and say, Lord, come and help me through this, because you never leave me nor forsake me. And that's what we chose to do. And so we didn't get bitter and we didn't get angry. Sure, we went through hard times and we were frustrated and we cry out, but crying out to God is where the answer was for us and friends and family that would also come and pitch in and be there for us. So it was amazing to watch and to see how God delivered and took care of miracle after miracle. We saw miracles with Jacob. He was also, when he was born, had severely abnormal brain waves. And over the course of a 6 week period, it went to a normal brain wave. And that's when they told us to let him die, is when they said he had this terrible, you know, abnormal brain wave. So miracles took place, and why God didn't completely heal him, we don't care, but we recognize and we saw that what he brought to the table for us. People would tell us, you guys are just the right people to raise his son like this. You're just special people. And we said, we're nobody special. We're just asking God to help us get through this. And really the one that's special is our son, because he began to teach us so many things, and we would not be the same people today without him. And you know, we look at these lives that are every life is a life worth living. Every single one is life worth living. And if we had listened to the doctors, when you read this book, you will be so shocked at all the things that our son accomplished as a disabled young man. And 400 people came to his funeral. Over 400 people. It's just amazing to
share with us some of the accomplishments. I'm sure everybody's interested.
Well, when he graduated from high school, he probably had only a second grade level mentality. He couldn't read or write. When he graduated from high school, his high school teacher, she went ahead and was working with Goodwill Industries to get him into a work-related situation, because he couldn't go out and get a job. So he learned how to ride the assessor ride bus to work, and he began to go ahead and work at Goodwill. And he worked there from 2004, I believe it was, or 2002, till he died in 2019. But in 2010, he was given the Inspiration of Work Award a prestigious award for employees at Goodwill. They honored him at a banquet. Over 800 people were there. There was other people that won some awards also, but he got up. They did a video movie of him, of what he did at Goodwill and what he was like at home. He was so proud. We were so proud of him, of his accomplishments there and what he was able to do, because you're taking a crippled boy and found success in life, and people gave him a chance, and Goodwill will never forget, and will be always blessed by Goodwill giving him that chance like that.
You know, and they gave him a chance, but what I find remarkable is that God gave him a chance, and you gave him a chance.
Exactly.
You know,
they
said in 6 months he won't be around, and he lived for 37 years, is that right?
37, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you this. If anything that we did as a family, he did with us. And so you think about it, we took him snow skiing. He sat on a sit ski and went snow skiing with us. We took him in behind the boat, tubing. He was nervous, okay, but he did it. We took him on hikes up into the mountain. Yeah, absolutely, right? We took him on hikes into the mountains. He loved to swim, so we'd go to swimming pools, and he didn't really know how to swim, but he loved to be in the water, and it helped him actually to be able to walk, and he was buoyant, so he kind of like had his freedom where he could do stuff that way. We did all kinds of different things with him as a family over and over, and he was never left out. We would never leave him out. And our kids, to this day, talk about the difference that he made in their lives. Because he was our oldest, and we ended up having four children. And they all experienced his love and his kindness to them and support. All of them were in sports. He was their biggest cheerleader out there on the field. He'd run out onto the field or the basketball court or softball field to greet them after the game, hollering, screaming all the way out to them, and then embrace them with big hugs. The heart of this young man, it was amazing for us to watch, and he taught us how to enjoy life and to be happy. You know, it talks about in the scriptures to count it all joy when we go through difficult times and trials. We learned what that meant. He taught us what that meant, because he was in lots of pain, had lots of issues, and yet he was a happy, happy young man and taught us that blessing of what that means. And we're learning that to count it all joy. And we'd say, you know, he's crippled and look at how happy he is. This bad grade at school, or I lost a contract on a job is nothing compared to what he was going through.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's hard to have a bad day and stay in that mindset after you hear a story like this. It really puts life mm-hmm. into perspective and really, you know, shows you where the value is in life. And mm-hmm. I thank you for having the courage and the foresight to put it down on paper and write a book about it. Amigos, the book is called Jacob's Story. It's by Ken Grine. You can get, that's Grein, you can get a copy of the book at Amazon.com, Jacob's Story. And Ken, let everybody know if there's a particular website you'd like them to go to get a copy of the book or to learn more about Jacob.
Yeah, right now it's on Amazon is where we're selling it at. It goes live on September 1st.
Can they pre-order now?
They can only pre-order Kindle. Amazon doesn't allow you to order softback or hardback. So it'll be there. And then we're on Facebook. Facebook is Jacob's Story. Jacob's Story, the book. And then Kenneth Grine or Mary Sue Grine, we're on there. YouTube, you can go to Jacob Grine Story on YouTube. And then we have a website, that you can go, and we got blogs on there and a little bit of history of his life. And that's, JacobALifeWorthLiving.com. JacobALifeWorthLiving.com. We're also on Instagram, TikTok, but this is enough for now. People can go onto those and they'll be able to start finding it out.
Well, Ken Grine, thank you. Jacob sounds like an amazing kid, and likely because he came from some amazing parents. I want to thank you again for being with us, and good luck with the book. Godspeed to your family.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it very much for letting us be on today.
Amen. And amigos, right, we come back with your thoughts, your calls, your reactions, and so much more straight ahead. Plus, we've got a couple of clips of Ghislaine Maxwell. She's come clean with the attorney, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. We got some audio on that as well. We'll play that for you coming back, and don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Joy.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
On your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Then we'll grab a couple of calls. All right, amigos, so Ghislaine Maxwell, she sat with the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Todd Blanche, and she said on the record with Todd Blanche, there is no Epstein list. I want you to listen to this clip of audio we have, number 18, Ghislaine Maxwell. Check this out.
I just want to reiterate again, there is no list that I am aware of. I've never at any time, at least during the period of time when I was present.
Now, she also went on to tell Todd Blanche that she has never seen President Trump outside of any social setting, and that in those social settings, She'd never seen him anywhere else with Jeffrey Epstein. He'd never been inappropriate with anybody there. This is a pretty long cut. I'm not going to play all of it. I'll probably give you the first 15 seconds or so, but listen to this one.
Did you ever observe President Trump receive a massage?
Never.
Did you ever observe, you said that you were, I mean, have you seen there's photographs, public photographs of Mr. Epstein and President Trump together?
Yes.
And there's photographs of, I think you're in some of the photographs.
Yes.
As well. Those all appear to be social settings.
Yes. That's my memory. There were social settings. I don't know Epstein's, if he had, whatever the nature of the president's friendship, if you will, however you want to define that with Epstein, I was never witness. I think they were friendly, like people are in social settings. I don't think they were close friends, or I certainly never witnessed the president in any of, I don't recall ever seeing him in his house, for instance. I actually never saw.
So that's Ghislaine Maxwell. She hasn't seen Trump be inappropriate, not in any setting. Again, this is herself saying this stuff. So she also said, again, to reiterate, there is no list that she's aware of. She's never at any time, at least during the period of time when she was present, there was no Epstein list. That's Ghislaine Maxwell. So there's that. Now, I want to go to Tim is in Springfield, Illinois, WTAX. Tim, if you're there, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, Rich. Oh, and God bless Jacob's family, and bless him for telling that story. That's just wonderful. I was thinking about Chicago, and I was thinking about President Trump. Earlier this week, I called and said, Chicago's screaming for people's health, so it's obvious he listens, because he used the same words today. Chicago's problem is they're like the family cycle, that the father's a drunk and beats his wife, and the son grows up and becomes a drunk and beats his wife, and the son comes up and drunk, you know, so on and on. And I think what's happening now and going to happen, I'm praying to God, is that it's going to be breaking that cycle by bringing the National Guard in, showing people what it's like to have be able to walk down the street again.
Yeah, and you're right.
You have to break the cycle. I mean, it's just, I was born in Chicago at Loretta Hospital. I've been here 66 years.
Wow.
And I can tell you firsthand that you do not want J.B. Pritzker for a president.
Oh, listen, I saw him, Tim, for a couple of minutes on the Colbert Show the other night, and I never even watched that show, but I decided to watch it, because unlike most people, I loved Stephen Colbert's show on Comedy Central. It was called The Colbert Report. He played a conservative, and he was so good at it. I thought it was so funny. I've never actually watched the Late Show or the Tonight Show, whatever it's called. And it wasn't that good, I have to be frank there. But not because he, you know, doesn't have the ability to be funny. He just wasn't being funny. He was talking about politics all the time, which I think is bad for comedians, personally. But unless they're, like, you know, really good at political humor and they're satirists, that type of thing. But I get your point. We need help in Chicago, and hopefully El Trompito comes to the rescue. Tim in Springfield, Illinois, WTAX, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Let me see. Let's continue the calls. Mark, Reading, Pennsylvania, WEEU, which spills over into South Jersey. A lot of our South Jersey listeners on WEEU as well. Mark, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm calling, again, from Reading, Pennsylvania. We're in proximity to Philadelphia,
sure.
And every weekend there's a shooting in there, shooting in Philadelphia, and the next day or two the community gets together and says we got to stop the violence, we got to stop the kids, the gun violence, and then when you see that the president is offering some kind of help, they don't want it. It doesn't make sense, you know.
Yeah. You know, you're right. Listen, I worked in Philly for a little while. I didn't work in Philly. I actually went to school in Philly for a little while. And I can tell you, and I did work in Philly. I was on 1210 WPHT for a while. But I can tell you, yeah, Philly has its challenges, for sure. And like most cities that are ridden with crime, they're run by Democrats. And the Democrats have a common theme, a common trend, which is when we have these major problems, we don't want to fix them. I don't know why. It seems like they fix, it's like, oh my gosh, there's a fire, pour some gasoline on it. Right? What they've done, at least in New York and in other places, they've decided to eliminate cash bail so that you can't keep people locked up. And then they started to go lenient on the most egregious crimes. And this stuff doesn't help anybody to stay safe. And in Philly, I remember some years ago, they had an issue with people using drugs publicly, so they decided to put them all in one place, a big square in the middle of the street, and allowed them to, you know, clean needle exchange type of thing, and it became a war zone. There were zombies everywhere. It was just insanity. So, yeah, I think you bring up a great point. Mark, Reading, Pennsylvania, WEEU, shout-out to Philly, shout-out to South Jersey. And, amigos, we come right back with the rest of your calls. Florida, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Thank you. Nope. I'm just going to go straight to the calls because it's going to be tight.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Limited time. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The 2025 NFL season is almost here, and single-game tickets are on sale now.
It is time for football.
See every epic showdown, every classic rivalry, and every primetime game under the lights, live and in person.
Holy smokes!
17 games for all 32 teams. Visit NFL.com/tickets to purchase tickets today. Verified tickets are available through the NFL Ticket Network, including Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, and Sports Illustrated Tickets.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life.
Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Nobody said a word. A lot of the problems we're having right now is because a lot of the major cities are under federal mandates on how they're allowed to do their policing. They took the control.
Yeah, interesting. I wasn't really up to speed on all that. I do remember him being antagonistic towards the police, and then next thing you know, five Dallas cops got shot. And makes sense to me, but I'll look into it, and maybe that's something we should explore on the show. So I appreciate the tip. Pat in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, thanks for tuning in, brother. Shout out to WEEU. And I also want to give a shout out to a few of the callers that I want to get on, but I can't because of the timing. We've got Joe in Bethel, Connecticut, WLAD. Thanks, brother. Have an awesome weekend. Walter, St. Augustine, Florida, WFOY, Florida in the building. Walter, thanks so much, my brother. Tony in Montreal, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, my man. And amigos,
most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls has crashed on an interstate highway, killing five and injuring many others. Chief of Surgery at ECMC, Dr. Jeff Brewer, tells WKBW Buffalo they were addressing a variety of injuries.
So we have some folks that have some head injuries. We have some folks that have some extremity fractures. Two patients are in the operating room right now, one with internal injuries that are being managed and one with a severe extremity injury. And then we have several folks still getting evaluated of lesser complexity still in the emergency department.
Police said the driver apparently became distracted, lost control, and overcorrected before the bus flipped on its side. People inside were ejected as the window shattered. The driver survived. The FBI has searched the Maryland home and Washington office of ex-Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton as part of an investigation into the handling of classified information. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on President Trump's reaction to the news.
I know nothing about it. I just saw it this morning. They did a raid.
A source tells the AP it's part of an investigation into the handling of classified documents. President Trump says he's not a fan of John Bolton.
He's not a smart guy, but he could be a very unpatriotic guy. I mean, we're going to find out.
Bolton has been critical of the president. Bolton was not detained and has not been charged with any crimes. FBI Director Kash Patel said cryptically online, no one is above the law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Bolton served as President Trump's third national security advisor and clashed with him over Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. A jail release order from a Tennessee court requires Kilmar Abrega Garcia to travel directly to Maryland, where he'll be at home detention with his brother as his custodian. Abrega Garcia is required to submit to electronic monitoring and can leave the home only for work and religious services. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Pro football officials aren't taking any more chances.
The NFL increasing security at its offices following that shooting last month by a gunman who reportedly was targeting league headquarters in a Manhattan high-rise. Now, the league previously recommended enhanced security measures at both team and league facilities. They'll be reviewed at a special meeting next week. NFL employees are back in the office after working remotely in the weeks following the shooting that killed four people and wounded one league employee. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump Friday announcing the government has secured a 10% stake in struggling Silicon Valley pioneer Intel in a deal completed just a couple of weeks after he depicted the company's CEO as a conflicted leader unfit for the job. The remarkable turn of events makes the government one of Intel's largest shareholders at a time that is in the process of jettisoning more than 20,000 workers. Flight attendants at both U.S. regional and legacy airlines say they're frustrated by what they call low wages and long-standing airline practices of not paying them during the boarding process.
Air Canada flight attendants recently went on strike, highlighting these wage and practice issues. But U.S. flight attendants have found themselves locked in contract negotiations for years. A nearly century-old law in the U.S. makes it very difficult for airline workers to legally go on strike. Meanwhile, U.S. flight attendants claim their wages have failed to keep pace, despite their jobs becoming more demanding in recent years.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Open tryouts for the Women's Professional Baseball League have begun at the Washington Nationals Youth Baseball Academy. Friday, players from 10 countries, including Japan, Australia, and Mexico, began showcasing their skills, including base running drills, bullpen work, and a live game on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Expanding probes in probe to find classified records. In a post on X early Friday, FBI Director Kash Patel wrote, "No one is above the law." And the words no and one are in all capital letters to emphasize, you see. The FBI raided former National Security Advisor John Bolton's home in Bethesda, Maryland. That's in Montgomery County. Very, very left-wing, but conveniently situated to Washington, D.C., if you're working in government or in Washington, D.C., and in other areas. So the home in Bethesda, Maryland, on Friday, as part of a national security investigation in search of classified records, a source familiar with the matter confirmed to NBC News. That's always an anonymous source when they say a source, you know. In a statement to NBC Fake News, an FBI official said, "The FBI is conducting court-authorized activity in the area. There is no threat to public safety." Well, why would there be a threat to public safety? I can't imagine why there would be a threat to public safety. The agency declined to comment further on the raid. Bolton did not immediately respond to NBC Fake News request for comment, nor would I expect him to. We might expect he will hold a press conference or perhaps an attorney representing him, because now, if nothing I heard this morning on some media, they're already talking about bankrupting him. Hey, even if he doesn't get into the, you know, at least they have to spend $1 million and will bankrupt him defending himself against the federal government. Now, what's this about? The left is already saying, well, Trump has a grudge, and that's why. Well, you guys, it's very alien and foreign to the Democrats because, you know, during Democrat administrations, the corrupt FBI, the corrupt Justice Department, you know, the corrupt intelligence organizations as well, they never target their own. It's completely alien to them. It's always their political enemies, which would be most of America, of course, their political enemies. Isn't that amazing? In a post, no one is above the law. And Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director, Deputy Director Dan Bongino also appeared to refer to the raid in a post or multiple posts on X. "America's safety isn't negotiable. Justice will be pursued always," Pam Bondi wrote early Friday. "Public corruption will not be tolerated," Bongino wrote. The New York Post was the first to report the news of the raid, because they cover the news. And NBC Fake News, of course, does not. They're just a front group for the Democrat Party. But Bolton served during two Republican administrations, first as ambassador to the United Nations during the George W. Bush administration, and later as national security advisor to President Donald Trump for about a year and a half in his first term. Now, a lot going on there. Trump and Bolton did not part ways amicably with the president in 2019, claiming he fired Bolton, and Bolton claiming that he offered to resign after a disagreement. Not a lot of daylight between those two, but never mind that. That's the news media looking for anything to latch onto, like the sharp-toothed, rabid rodents that they are. You know how they are. Despite his work in the first Trump administration, Bolton has emerged as a fierce critic of Trump after he left office the first time in 2021, even penning a 2020 memoir. That's a book about his time in the administration. It's a memoir. They like dossier and memoir. They all want to be French, except when it comes to Election Day. Then they don't want to be French. Earlier this year, just several days into the second Trump administration, the president canceled Bolton's Secret Service detail, despite the fact that Bolton was the target of an alleged murder-for-hire scheme by a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC. And more recently, Bolton has been critical of Trump's foreign policy, questioning his decision to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this month, and blasting members of the Trump administration earlier this year for using Signal Group chat rather than secure government channels to discuss upcoming military strikes. That was, you remember, they accidentally invited a reporter, and you can't do that. You might as well have a Chinese secret agent named Fang Fang in on your call if you've got pretty much any Washington reporter anywhere near what you're talking about. You know how they are. Just amazing stuff. So in 2022, Bolton even said he was seriously considering running for president in the Republican primary to prevent Trump from winning another term. Now what this is all about behind the curtain, I cannot say. I think that it is political fodder for the Democrats, and the Democrats will receive this as the political fodder that it is, and they will make as much hay out of it as possible, by whatever means necessary. And Senator Chris Coons, again, he's no friend of America, no friend of the truth. He's just another Democrat senator. And, you know, you can't believe a damn word he says, but Senator Chris Coons out there, because, you know, he's an angry Democrat, and they invited him to come on CNN, naturally. And, hey, we don't even know what we're going to complain about, what kind of anti-Trump topics we'll have. But Senator Coons, will you come in and trash Trump this Friday morning, whatever the cause may be? And he said, yeah, sure, of course I will.
Well, Kate, the timing of this is chilling.
Chilling.
As you said in your introduction, it is court authorized, and it is alleged to be related to a national security investigation. But it's important for your viewers to remember the context here. John Bolton served as national security advisor in the first Trump term.
Yeah.
After that Trump term, he wrote a book entitled The Room Where It Happened, where he said a lot of unflattering things about Donald Trump.
Yeah, and this guy, Coons, is from Joe Biden's Delaware, which is owned and operated by corporate entities that have been buying and selling Delaware politicians for generations now. And Chris Coons is just a Democrat talking head that CNN invited on to be a Democrat talking head to slander a smear. He doesn't have to know what he's talking about. But the anchor never says, well, the Biden administration never launched a raid of a Democrat anywhere. The Obama administration never launched a raid of a Democrat anywhere. Senator Coons, do you think that it's appropriate that a Republican administration using the FBI to crack down on somebody who used to work for him because of a classified documents investigation? And I seem to remember the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, and Donald Trump was living there at the time. His luxurious multi million-dollar, hundreds of millions of dollars estate in Palm Beach, Florida. And they brought with them the classified document cover sheets, which the FBI laid out over stacks of documents that they piled up, the FBI piled up, after searching through, rummaging through Melania Trump's underwear drawers. And then they stacked up the papers with the classified document cover sheets that the FBI brought with them. And then they photographed them themselves, and then they provided them to the media. Now, nobody at CNN is ever going to ask any of that, because nobody at CNN follows the news. They don't know what happened then. And Senator Coons, I remember during the Obama administration, the Obama administration used the IRS to target and Lois Lerner. Remember Lois Lerner, who got away scot-free, as my mother used to say, scot-free. That might be a slur on the Scottish people. And got away scot-free after just laughing in the face of Congress, Lois Lerner did. They used the IRS to target during Barack Obama's reelection campaign to target groups, Tea Party groups, and any group that had the temerity to use the word patriot in their title. They were targeted by Barack Obama's IRS to keep them on the sidelines during the Democrat Party's reelection effort for Barack Obama. And sure enough, it worked. All of these conservative groups were sidelined by the IRS. Barack Obama won re-election, and then the Tea Party groups and the Patriot groups sued the IRS and the federal government and won and got millions of dollars. But it was too late then, because the Democrats had already stolen power. It's how they do everything. They're the Democrats. So we do have this going on, and it's a remarkable development this morning, the John Bolton FBI raid and arrest. Just amazing stuff, amazing stuff. And it's unfolding as we breathe. As we live and breathe, and I'm going to keep you up to date on this as we progress for the next 3 hours today. Also, President Trump yesterday went down and visited D.C. police and National Guard. You know, day before yesterday, we had the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense, J.D. Vance, and Pete Hegseth go to Union Station, the big train station in Washington, D.C. by the U.S. Capitol, and visit with National Guard troops and bring them burgers and stuff like that and hang out with them and have a good time. Well, crazy, mentally ill Democrats screamed vulgarities in their eyes. They're bulged out of their heads with their red veins protruding through their retinas. The Democrats screaming and yelling like lunatics. And President Trump yesterday went to the Park Police headquarters, where he met with D.C. police, U.S. Park Police, National Guard. And he talked to them about making Washington safe again. And I got to tell you, I was talking to my best girl last night, and I think I need to nominate Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for getting crime under control in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. How about that? Nobel Peace Prize for bringing peace to Washington, D.C. Have you seen the numbers? We haven't had a single homicide, and this is, you know, going to be a record in a matter of hours. Haven't had a single homicide in Washington, D.C. in more than a week. And unfortunately, that's a shocking stat, because normally Democrats are murdering people, you know, a couple of times a week in our little city. And the Democrats say, that's a good number. We should keep that number. The news media representing the Democrat Party. Yeah, 260 murders in 68 square miles. That's pretty good, don't you think? Yeah. Try to do that again next year. I honestly think they're invested in mortuaries and coffin makers, the Democrat Party. Like Al-Qaeda used to sing and chant, they love death more than we love life. So President Trump, the headline yesterday, says he'll patrol D.C. with cops, military tonight as part of his crackdown on crime in the city. I'll update you on what happened with that. And also, Trump's going to fix the grass in Washington, D.C., on the mall and across the city and parks and so on. And he knows more about grass than anyone alive, he said yesterday. He has built a lot of golf courses and estates and everything. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Oil investments involve a high degree of uncertainty and are only suitable for accredited investors. Actual results may vary.
President Trump says drill, baby, drill, and he's declared a national energy emergency and is making the U.S. oil industry a priority with support from more active drilling and our hardworking oil and gas industry. If you are an SEC-accredited investor and qualified to make at least a $100,000 investment, you can deduct nearly 100% of your investment for this tax year. Don't miss out on this limited-time opportunity to create potential income for up to 20 or more years to come. Call 800-544-1221 now and connect directly to Encore Energy. Encore is a major investor and experienced horizontal well operator in its core area of operations. If you are a serious investor and ready to invest now, call Encore Energy now at 800-544-1221 and find out how your investment will be tax deductible for 2025 with the potential for lucrative cash flow for years to come. Call 800-544-1221. That's 800-544-1221.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge, but it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that is built for real life. Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can confidently browse, bank, and be yourself online without the worry of hackers lurking around the corner. With Webroot Total Protection, you get antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than the other guys. Identity protection with up to $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement and 24/7 US-based customer support. VPN protection that hides your IP address, personal data, and location from hackers. And cloud backup with unlimited storage that works automatically in the background. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot makes it easy to live a better digital life. Go to webroot.com/radio and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/radio to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
bum, bum, bum.
Boy, there's always a lot going on. A lot going on in Washington, D.C. and Donald Trump's America. Bop, bop, bop. Outside of John Bolton's home in Bethesda, Maryland this morning while the FBI was raiding, there is a man wearing a t-shirt that says, Trump is a national disgrace, standing in front of FBI vehicles, it looks like, in the driveway of John Bolton in Bethesda, Maryland, while the FBI raid is taking place. And our great friend Vince Colonnais, going back and forth this morning, sent a message along, says, Vince Colonnais says, from a source familiar with this morning's raid on Bolton's home, quoting now, this is related to a national security investigation of Mr. Bolton that was shut down by the Biden administration for political reasons. Now, square that. How does that make sense? It can. It could. I've got that coming up. It involves stealing classified documents and weaponizing them for political purposes. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino have reopened the investigation, hence this morning's raid. That is a quote Vince Colonnais providing on X this morning. Source says Bolton wasn't detained, but he's fully expected to be charged. And the New York Post also has a story on this morning. Their newspaper reporting the news, unlike the New York Times or the Washington Post. And they've got Patel's FBI raids John Bolton's home in high-profile national security probe. And FBI agents raided the D.C. area home of President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, Friday morning in a high-profile national security probe. There's that word, probe. It always makes me laugh a little when I don't know, ever-expanding probe. The New York Post can exclusively reveal, Vince Colonnais, too. Federal agents went to Bolton's house in Bethesda, Maryland at 7 a.m. in an investigation ordered by FBI Director Cash Patel, a Trump administration official told the New York Post. Investigators were also en route to search his office Friday morning. And next door neighbor or a friend or somebody with the anti-Trump t-shirt in his driveway, Trump is a national disgrace. We're living in a very unusual time in America. President Trump was very busy yesterday. More coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Disclosing national security secrets in the book called The Room Where It Happened, and that could be illegal. That investigation came after President Trump fought to quash its publication over its inclusion of national secrets, saying that Bolton broke the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement, signed as a condition of his employment, as you might when you have security clearances, and you might be seeing secured information and documents and so on. Trump was ultimately unsuccessful in quashing the book. The book went to print in 2020. The FBI suspects that former President Joe Biden's Justice Department shut down the Bolton probe. They say it was politically motivated, you see, according to the official speaking to the New York Post. The ex-Trump advisor, John Bolton, has been at odds with his old boss since leaving the first administration, regularly appearing on cable news criticizing the president's national security and foreign policy. Bolton's X account blasted out a message at 7:32 a.m. criticizing Trump's approach to Russia's war on Ukraine as FBI agents were inside his home. That's kind of, you know, a little obsessed with your Twitter account, your X account. The FBI is in your house, raiding your house, and you're tweeting about unrelated things. That's a little too attached to your Twitter account, I think. It was unclear whether it was a scheduled post, but this is an interesting set of circumstances, that's for sure, and one we probably haven't seen before, once again. Meanwhile, meetings will continue because Trump wants a Nobel Peace Prize, John Bolton said. But I don't see these talks making any progress, he says. Now, pretty man. Now, what are you're out there saying that for whatever reason. I don't understand people that engage in this sort of stupidity, but I'm less political than a lot of these people, truth be told. Funny thing. And there, Bolton's account putting out messages while the FBI is in his home, roaming around, pulling out drawers and looking at underwear and things like that. Presumably, I can only assume. All right, but John Bolton is out there saying, Russia has not changed its goal, drag Ukraine into a new Russian empire. I think that's true. Moscow has demanded that Ukraine cede territory it already holds. Yeah, that's what conquering places with your military is all about. And the remainder of Donetsk. I want to go see Donetsk. It must be a very nice place. Everybody seems to want it very much, which it has been unable to conquer. Zelensky will never do so. Now, thanks for all your input, John Bolton, but I'm not sure what good that does anybody. And he's tweeting that out while the FBI is raiding his house. Pretty wild. So they raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, apparently reportedly raiding his office as well. Has to do with inappropriate use, perhaps illegal use of, presumably illegal use of classified information, classified documents. And that's pretty wackadoodle-doo stuff, I've got to say. It really is. There's a lot of other news going that I want to get to today as well, because it's not just that, of course. We've got the Democrats who love transgender children. They love to genital mutilation of children. That's a Democrat Party area. We used to condemn that sort of lunacy when it was happening in Burkina Faso, but now the Democrat Party has brought child genital mutilation to the center of American cultural life, and the Democrats are the ones engaging in child genital mutilation. In the meantime, there is a good deal of back and forth going on over Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, he signs off his tweets with GCN, 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 which again sounds like a communicable, transmittable venereal disease, a GCN. I think GCN, there's an antibiotic that'll clear that right up, I think, GCN. It tends to affect women more than men, GCN. It is, but it's a, that's what he, that's a, it's not exactly FDR or JFK. GCN really sounds like a genital disease of some kind, a virus, a communicable, a sexually transmitted virus, but that's his thing. And in any case, he and his crazy lefties, they give commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens who can't speak English or read street signs, and they say, hey, you should drive 18-wheelers across the country. What's the worst thing that could happen? And the illegal alien making an illegal maneuver, leading to the deaths of three Americans in Florida, and Florida's having none of it. Deputy governor, that's what I was saying, thinking deputy governor, but he's, the lieutenant governor, of course, of Florida, went to California yesterday to grab the illegal alien and bring him back to Florida on a private jet. And they're watching him get off the private jet yesterday in handcuffs in front with ankle shackles, ankle cuffs, so he can't run away real fast and jump over fences and stuff like so many Democrats and other illegal aliens. And they brought him back to Florida, and he's like, hey, I just got a ride on a private jet. Pretty cool. I think it was a Cessna Signature or something, a nice-looking private jet. And it's probably his first time flying on a private jet. And it's kind of unfortunate you have to do it in shackles because you're an illegal alien that killed three Americans with your bad habits. And this is a direct response of Joe Biden's policies, Democrat policies, then Gavin Newsom's policies, that these three people are dead in Florida 100% on Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom, and they should be sued into oblivion personally, and the state of California should be sued into, I think they've got to already be bankrupt, right? But the Democrat Party and their policies are bad for civilization, and the Democrat Party is anti-civilization. Just an awful, terrible, un-American party, and not good people either. Just amazing. I got a story, a woman with a TV show mugged in Beverly Hills by three men with funny names, but the news media doesn't ask whether they're illegal aliens. I've got that coming up because, mugging comes to Beverly Hills, and some people don't like it. The Democrats do like it. They think it's fashionable. Speaking of Democrats, Eric Menendez denied parole by the California Parole Board yesterday, which is a little bit ironic considering they granted parole to Sirhan Sirhan a couple of years ago. They're still waiting for Gavin Newsom for GCN to sign the paper to let Sirhan Sirhan loose, which would probably not be comforting to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'm guessing. But we've got that going on. Yes, sir. And there are headlines now. The Daily Caller, for example, talking about Gavin Newsom and his love affair with illegal aliens that's killing people. The Florida Attorney General talks about holding California accountable for the deadly driver and the three people killed in Florida. The blood is 100% on the hands of the Democrat Party, as the blood of so many other Americans is on the hands of the Democrat Party, like Rachel Morin, the mother of five, murdered by an illegal alien gang member after being raped by the illegal alien gang member while she was walking in her neighborhood in Maryland, in a suburban neighborhood. And the Democrats are fine with that, and that means the news media is fine with it. Just amazing stuff. Democrats showing up at a Winsome Sears rally. Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, running for governor. And Democrats showed up to to support transgender child genital mutilation because the Democrats don't like children or people, you know, and they're not on our side. And perhaps our last World War II flying ace dies at the age of 103. I want to get to that, too. Pretty cool. He was a Hellcat pilot, too. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Mike, calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Been a long time.
Hey, Mike. Welcome.
I just wanted to ask you something. Do you think FBI Director Cash Patel got a separate warrant for John Bolton's mustache?
Huh, separate
warrant. I mean, he could hide
a lot of documents in his mustache, you think? That's true. It does provide a certain amount of cover. I think probably the general warrant for the home and the office covers the mustache as well.
Okay, well, you touched on Trump refurbishing the mall and all the grass there.
Yes.
In a past life, I worked as a groundskeeper at a golf course, and I would say that he really does know what he's doing. He probably knows more about grass than Jerry Garcia.
That is Jerry Garcia. It's a little Grateful Dead reference, Jerry Garcia. Famous not only for LSD, but for smoking a lot of pot, too, because the Grateful Dead, you know, it's a Grateful Dead concert. You ever been to a Dead show, Mike?
I have not.
Have not been to a Dead show.
I have not. I have not been to one. I dated someone that went to them all the time, and that explains why we're not together anymore.
The LSD and the smoke of the pot and stuff, because it's all part of the Grateful Dead thing.
Like, you know, very transient, you know, love to travel, and it just didn't jive with our lifestyles, you know.
I've been to a couple of Grateful Dead shows. I went to a hilarious Grateful Dead show at the Ventura Speedway in Ventura, California one time, and it would be fair to say there was a lot of LSD going on at this this Grateful Dead show. And I noticed a number of police. There were police there, as you might expect, inside the Speedway, and they're all hanging out together. And I believe it was Ventura County police officers. And they had gathered together, and they were howling with laughter. They were having the time of their lives, pointing. They were like, look at that one, and pointing at you know, a guy or a woman over in the crowd, and they were howling, doubled over in laughter, having the time of their lives at the Grateful Dead show at the Ventura Speedway. When was that? It was probably 1983 or somewhere in that neighborhood, and it was pretty funny.
That reminds me of something.
What's that?
In the early 80s, me and my brother went to see a concert in Fayetteville, North Carolina by a band called Judas Priest.
Sure.
They were a heavy metal band.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, they had a song called Breaking the Law.
Uh-huh.
And we looked around at the sheriff deputies that were at the concert, you know, crowd control, and they were doing much like you described, just laughing it up. When they were playing the song Breaking the Law, it always stuck in my mind.
Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law, bump, bump.
Yep, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, it's
man, good talking to you. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Michael. That's great. Wilmington, North Carolina. Mike, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Judas Priest. We got a little Judas Priest Breaking the Law for you since you brought it up, Michael. Good stuff. I know a lot of people that were deadheads over the years. I know people have done well over 100 dead shows around the country. Friends and college pals and high school friends and people that I worked with over the years too. Some deadheads work regular jobs and things. Kind of fun. Fun call, Mike. And refurbishing the grass. Yeah, that's coming up. We've got audio for you on President Trump talking about that, too. Thank you, Michael.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the big wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge, but it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Our needs are different. Big Wireless wants us in an unlimited plan, but if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on affordable, reliable plans, including data that suits your needs, not ours. Our plans start at just $20, and you'll get the best customer service in the business.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
We won't get fooled again. Now, this is something fun and I think fitting and appropriate. And I'm going to Scott Center, Mike, I'm going to get to President Trump on the grass, and I just looked up all the golf courses he owns around the world, and the idiots in the media are being idiots and attacking him. What does he know about grass? Yeah. Pull another bong and go to your internet, see what you can figure out. But this is a lot of fun this morning, and my friend Brian Doherty sent it along. It's a tweet by Representative Riley M. Moore. Representative Congressman Riley M. Moore puts out a tweet saying this morning, saying, honoring Patrick J. Buchanan. Pat Buchanan, always a riot. The Pat Buchanan chop, his hand, he'd do the chop in the air and bite his lip and laugh. And he was talking about controlling our border and the illegal alien crisis that was coming. He was talking about it back in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was president, the great Pat Buchanan. And Congressman Riley M. Moore says, honoring Patrick J. Buchanan with the Presidential Medal of Freedom would recognize his role as one of the truest patriots of the past century. And I've got to say, I know Pat Buchanan a bit. I haven't seen him in a while, but I always loved Pat Buchanan. And when I was a newcomer at CNN and in my 20s and Pat Buchanan was there, it was always great to see him and shake his hand, and he'd always say something funny and laugh, and everything that he said that he was making fun of and pointing out decades ago, he was right about everything decades ahead of everybody else. And pretty great stuff, but Congressman Riley M. Moore said, read more about my letter urging the President of the United States to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Patrick J. Buchanan. I think a great idea. Medal of Freedom, and it is about time. And Pat Buchanan is not out there skydiving lately, and he's settled in a bit. But I think it would be great for President Trump to recognize Pat Buchanan, who, again, he saw the border crisis coming from decades away, and he was sounding the alarm way back when, long before anybody else. And that is great. And I think Congressman Riley M. Moore has a fine idea, giving Pat Buchanan the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And I don't think Joe Biden would have done it, but I do think that, and I know that Barack Hussein Obama wouldn't have done it, but I think that President Trump should do that. And the congressman from West Virginia, Riley M. Moore, is onto something here, and I think it's great. I'm with Riley M. Moore on this one, to be sure. Lots and lots of madness going on. The Democrats, they're out there. They got a lot of crazy people, and they've organized their crazy people. You know, it all started, I think, with Occupy Wall Street to organize and orchestrate the mentally ill people of America and the crazy people of America. We just call them Democrats. But
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.